Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 16th of November, and here in Auroville it's cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts for today periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm. Watch for flooding and overcast with a shower or thunderstorm around over the night. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 27 with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. Winds from southeast at 18 km per hour with occasional gust on 28 km per hour. Chance of precipitation is on 76%. The threat for flooding will be renewed in southern India into Wednesday, regardless of tropical development. On the heels of the tropical low that produced flooding in parts of southern India last week, another tropical low pressure system will move across southern India. Due to interaction with both Sri Lanka and India, development into a named tropical system is not expected, though regardless of development, heavy rain is still expected through the first half of the coming week. Though more isolated, the danger for flooding downpours will shift westward and encompass much of Tamil Nadu, Kerala and western Karnataka. Additional heavy rain may also continue to stream into western Sri Lanka. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 22%. Today at 3 p.m. we are invited to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone by the International Zone Coordination Team to participate in a manifestation of the dream for this zone. Or with other words, today it's gonna be International Zone General Meeting. They aspire to propel the development of the International Zone infrastructure at all 14 focal points to prepare for the 50th anniversary of Auroville. The focal points are located in Europe, North and Southeast Asia, Americas, Oceania, Africa and the Middle East. All who relate to the International Zone are invited to hold their activities around them. According to budget availability, the necessary material needed for the pavilion activities can be provided. The pavilion groups are invited to do a brief report on their activities and creative plans, if any, for the 50th anniversary of Auroville. Our feedback and suggestion on the project will be needed at the meeting. Otherwise, miming for the Masters in Auroville is going on since 12 until 24th of November. And this one is festival of many firsts, including in modus operandi miming for the Masters. And it's International Mime Festival taking place for the first time within various mime groups worldwide and within a few states in India. It is a festival in which mimes and lovers of the silent art form gather together the world over to honor the masters of mime, living and bygone. On Saturday they were giving mime acts in Pondicherry, otherwise we have non-stop mime performance starting tomorrow in the new building next to Sao Chu. And there are workshops conducted by 7 professional mime artists. On 22nd, they will have a common show with Auroville artists. And on 23rd, they will have gala mime show at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nevas Pavilion of India International Zone. As we all know, tomorrow, November 17, is our Darshan Day and Sri Aurobindo's room will be open until noon. At 3 p.m. it will be open for people with reduced mobility who need to be carried. Those who want to go to Pondi for the Darshan can catch the usual Tuesday ACT bus. On Friday 13 at Center the Art at Citadine, the Open Dominic Dupe Indian Trajectory interesting exhibition, which will be on display until 27th of November. At Gallery Square Circle in Kalakendra, Bharat Nevas, they will present exhibition of paintings of Varshava Radive, Kishore Narayan Dandive, and exhibition will be inaugurated on Thursday, 19th of November at 5:30 p.m. And here's the notes from PTDC, and they are saying to excuse them for this, but they need to close PTDC on Wednesday, 18th of November in the afternoon in order to do their stock taking and correct their stock records, and therefore we should remember that Wednesday, 18th of November, PTDC will be open only from 9 to 1:30 p.m. And here's a reminder from BCC because they keep receiving comments regarding the actual work involvement of our villains in services and activities. And to address this, they are asking all services and activities to provide a written confirmation about the involvement of individual our villains newcomers. Activities and services receiving full or partial funding, recurring budget and or maintenance need to send a clear statement to the human resource team about the working hours maintained by each individual in that activity service. Only if this confirmation is received at the earliest within the current month, can the present full-time, half-time level of maintenance will be continued to be disbursed. And we need to know that full-time equal at least 35 hours a week and half-time at least 18 hours per week. And they also take this opportunity to remind all services and activities to inform HRT when an civilian stops working for the service or her his involvement numbers of hours change. At Savitri Bhavan, in International Zone, today at 6:30 PM, they will screen The Mother, Glimpses of Her Life and Four Aspects of the Mother. And today, Pavilion of France will present Human, a Volume 3, Happiness and Education and Handicap, Immigration and Corruption, Meaning of Life, and the film was made by director Jan Arthus Bertrand. Human is a diptych of stories and images of our world, which creates an immersion into the depths of the human being. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall, at 8 PM, they will screen an Indian drama, In the Autumn of My Life, made in India 2015 by Dr. Nandita Roy. Tomorrow we will see German comedy Suck Me Shakespeare, made in Germany 2013 by writer and director Borga Dakting. And on Wednesday there won't be no movie. And from the words of The Mother, Volume 14, we read, "To do at each moment the best we can and leave the results to the divine's decision is the surest way to peace, happiness, strength, progress and final perfection." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.